Is the master grateful because the servant has done what he has commanded? I remember as a youth that we had chores we were supposed to do. Each one of the four boys had a job to do, whether we wanted to do it or not. Being the youngest, my job started out being the easiest. But as the older brothers grew and moved out, I accumulated their tasks over time. One thing that never settled right with me was when I would do a task without being reminded or told to do it. Maybe on a hot summer day, I'd be down in the basement playing, and I'd just go in and fold the laundry like I was supposed to. And it seemed to never fail. I'd be just about done, and my mom would yell down the stairs, "Robert, as long as you're down there, why don't you fold the laundry?" Well, the jobs were being done, and no thanks were expected. But doing the job was expected. Is mom grateful because I have done what was commanded? God has given us a certain tasks that we are to do, whether we want to or not, are reminded to or not, if they are easy or difficult or not. God gives us reminders of those tasks, the Ten Commandments, the church's teachings, our consciences. We are to just do them. As a confidier says, in my thoughts and in my words and what I have done and what I have failed to do. One of those things we are expected to do is respect life in all stages, from conception to natural death, and in death as well. We as a society seem to forget that in the beginning, God created man in his image, and we are therefore the image of God and are deserving of respect as such and have a right to every breath available to us. We as a society have lost sight of the fact that God is the source of life, the creator of life, and the very breath of life. Our society has seen fit to take on the pretense of being the source of life, the creator of life, the breath of life, leaving God out of the equation. Our society has decided that one life is better than another. One has more value than another. That if the value is lower than another, we can eliminate that one for the convenience of the higher good. In most every case of man's inhumanity to man, the person of lesser value is the one who will suffer the most. Recently, the unborn have suffered in the sexual revolution, the unborn handicapped. In Iceland, Iceland aborts close to 100% of Down syndrome babies and brags that it has a cure. What happens when autism can be found in utero? Unborn female fetuses are targeted by many societies and cultures, and as such, are also allowed to be targeted here in any state where abortion is legal, including Minnesota. Yes, one of the dirty little secrets. The elderly are targeted for extermination, euphemistically called euthanasia. The injured and those clinging to life who have little chance of survival are so given none chance of survival in some hospitals. Those suffering are to be killed because it's just too hard. We as a society cannot find time or compassion to come alongside and comfort and care for and pray for people in their time of need. Or we just can't watch the end of their life. Compassion is learned. What are we teaching our children? We put people in prisons for execution and execute them to make room for more people to execute, rather than making room for them by finding alternate solutions to nonviolent criminals. We as a society disproportionately punish pregnant teenagers. Breastfeeding mothers are made a pariah, make life miserable for working mothers, and ignore the fact that many fathers are absent We as a society warehouse criminals and the elderly, drive past the homeless, pay lip service to the mental health issues, and ignore true health mental issue crises in the name of political correctness. Respecting life is a way of life. The dignity of a human being, mind, soul, and body, are all deserving of a chance to be what God has intended each of us to be. The value of a person is not in our health, our productivity, our stage of development, our sins, our net worth, color, gender, or any number of things that sets us apart as individuals. Our value is in the fact we are human and are created in the image and likeness of God. God saw enough value in us, in our potential, before we were created, to create us, love us, and cherish us enough to send his only begotten Son into the world to bring us back to him whole and redeemed. All God asks of us in this life is to see enough potential in all others to give them their respect due, as being created in the image and likeness of God. Jesus did, and he gave his all on the cross to give us the ability to respond to God's love in this world and the next.